For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. Seasonal respiratory viruses have been circulating in the Kansas City area, and that can complicate the picture for fighting COVID-19. Alex Smith has this.
Now that fall is here and some students are back in class, seasonal colds have been picking up. These can often have similar symptoms to COVID-19, but people may have trouble determining if they have the coronavirus because tests can be hard for many to get. UMKC infectious disease specialist Dr. Marianne Jackson says that could lead to more transmission of the coronavirus.
There are individuals out there with symptoms that haven't been directly exposed to COVID that they know. Clearly are symptomatic, have not been able to access a test, and are continuing to go out into society.
Average daily testing rates in the Kansas City area are the lowest they've been since June. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
Authorities say a massive fire at an eastern Missouri marina destroyed or damaged nearly 200 boats and left at least one person injured. The fire broke out yesterday at the Woodland Marina along the Mississippi River in St. Charles County. Firefighters were called to the marina just before 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon and believe the fire started in a storage area for boats. Fire Chief Jeremy Hollera says 140 boats were destroyed in the fire and dozens more were damaged. Officials say a marina mechanic was taken to a hospital with burns and was released last night. Missouri has reported a jump of more than 1,500 confirmed COVID-19 cases, and hospitalizations of confirmed and suspected cases have reached the highest number since the pandemic began. The state health department said today that Missouri confirmed 1,505 more cases and 23 more deaths, for totals of more than 137,000 cases and more than 2,200 deaths since the pandemic started. State health data shows around 1,300 Missourians were hospitalized with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 yesterday. The 7-day average for hospitalizations was 1,204, also a new high since the pandemic began. And the State Labor Department reported initial unemployment claims rose last week, after falling steadily in the previous 3 weeks. St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski is reminding his parishioners that the church considers abortion the main moral issue of the upcoming election. Like many other Roman Catholic bishops, Rozanski said in a letter to parishioners that they should follow church teachings when voting. He says abortion is the quote-unquote preeminent issue, but voters also must consider other serious issues such as race, immigration, and the environment. His comments echo guidance from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Kansas City St. Joseph Bishop James Johnston Jr. has been criticized for a similar letter that some said essentially endorsed Republican candidates. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.